Money.com.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
I'm starting to think about it out loud.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is your favorite knockout, Tara.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
This is WWE Superstar, The Miz.
The greatest man that ever lived, always liked the good rap. And you're listening to the greatest rap.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Coming down the aisle will be the former champion, and you'll hear his music.
Did someone not get what they wanted? Oh, that's too bad.
Where is your savior? Surprise, surprise. He ain't here for you. But you know who is? I am. I am here for you just like I have been every day since I have been around.
With your host.
Yeah, kitty. Yeah, kitty.
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
All you have to do is believe.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. I am your host, Lindsay Ward, and joining me, as always, is my ever-faithful co-host slash producer slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
It's my way or the highway.
I was going to say, I haven't heard that song in forever.
Got to bring it around for WrestleMania season.
We do, because, well, we're, what, 12 days away, 11 days away at this point?
Something like that.
From WrestleMania, it's gearing up. So excited, I can't wait for Monday and what's going to happen.
Me too, and if you want to know more about what's happening on Monday, or at least my thoughts on it, go to wildtalkradio.com and read my article.
Yes, because he's been busy writing lately.
I have. I've been writing a lot of things.
He has, so go check it out. It's awesome. But speaking of awesome, we have a lot of stuff to get into tonight.
We have a lot of news.
Sorry.
Like, a lot of news. Hey, it's Snoop Dogg taking out Santino on WrestleMania 24.
Well, let's jump into the news brought to you by our friends over at PWMania.com and TNAsylum.com, the haven for TNA fans. And speaking of Snoop Dogg, nice tie-in, Rock.
See what I did there.
So proud. We're going to start with, well, Snoop Dogg and Bill Simmons will be on this Monday's Raw.
It appears that it should be noted that Snoop Dogg is the guest host and Bill Simmons from Grantland.com will be the guest commentator. He's been going back and forth with JBL, so that's going to be entertaining on Monday.
That should be very entertaining on Monday.
Bill Simmons is very opinionated. If you've never heard of him, he is very opinionated on ESPN, and especially about the NBA. And, well, he knows the wrestling product, so that's actually a good thing.
Anybody that they bring in that knows the wrestling product and is a fan of the wrestling product, I am all for. Like, they need to bring Jon Stewart back so much.
Yeah, I'm surprised we haven't heard more from Jon Stewart, but he's too busy with
Stewart for commissioner, man.
It would be awesome. But no, he's going to be on the show. Snoop Dogg will be on the show. Snoop Dogg's a fan. We know that. He's been around for a long time. Guess what? He may be a Hall of Famer at one point.
Actually, what might be interesting is who may show up if Snoop Dogg's there, because his niece is a WWE diva.
Wait, what?
Sasha Banks.
Oh, right. Okay. I was like, wait, I was trying to figure out who you were talking about. Okay, that makes sense.
So we may see Little Miss Banks on Monday Night Raw. She may make her debut.
I doubt it. I don't think she will.
But hey, never know.
It's cool to see Snoop Dogg. He's always fun. And he's been messing around with, apparently, Curtis Axel on the Twitter.
Oh, God.
Apparently, there's a Twitter thing going on between the two.
There's a lot of Twitter things going on between a lot of people right now. The only Twitter thing that isn't going on is between Bray and Taker, and that's just because Taker doesn't have Twitter, and Bray doesn't use his.
Right. No, and because, yeah, the other Twitter feud is Zack Ryder and Adam Rose and getting William Shatner and Mr. Belding involved.
Hey, if you can get Mr. Belding and Shatner involved, that's pretty good.
It's one thing to get Mr. Belding involved because he's on Twitter often with talking about wrestling and stuff. It's the other get William Shatner to talk about wrestling on Twitter.
Yeah.
He is a WWE Hall of Famer, right?
Shatner?
No, I thought he was. No, he only inducted, Jerry Lawler.
He inducted Lawler. He's not in the Hall of Fame himself.
Yet. Keyword is yet. He could be. One day.
Everybody's going to be in the WWE Hall of Fame one day. We're going to be in the WWE Hall of Fame one day.
Sweet. I can't wait.
Totally going to happen.
How many times will it take us to prepare the acceptance speech right?
At least 20.
At least 20. And then we actually have to go out there and do it live.
Oh, God.
That would be awful.
That would be hilarious and horrific at the same time.
We would totally bomb because we're awful at accepting things.
We are. We really are.
We've won many awards, but we've, like, the process to get to the acceptance speech, it's a long one. Very professional in that sort of manner. Sort of, kind of, not really. There's a lot of outtakes. Have you only heard the outtakes?
Yeah, if you heard the outtakes of the acceptance speeches, yeah.
There's a lot of cursing at one another, too. It's just amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's special in a lot of ways.
Yeah, so. Snoop Dogg and Bill Simmons. Can't wait. Raw's gonna be awesome.
Raw is gonna be awesome. Should be very, very, very interesting. So, and speaking of interesting and appearances and awesome, LL Cool J is going to be in the WrestleMania 31 opening.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I know some people are like, what, LL Cool J in the opening of WrestleMania? What is he doing? Is he still relevant? Apparently he is. He's a TV show and all.
Yeah, he's on NCIS.
Yeah, so he's relevant. He can probably sing Going Back to Cali or whatever. Or that'll probably be the music and whatever. It's cool when they get a celebrity tie-in for WrestleMania because, you know, that's what WrestleMania is all about, all the celebrities and whatnot. So it's cool. It's cool to see LL Cool J on there. He's probably a wrestling fan. Probably in the early days too. So he probably knows his history, so it's like, and he'll probably do the voiceover for it, so it's like, that's gonna be cool. I'm geared up for WrestleMania, can you tell?
Yeah, I'm geared up for WrestleMania. I'm excited for it.
WrestleMania week is coming here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, by the way. We're gonna do previews all week long, so don't miss it.
Yeah, it should be awesome.
Yeah, so. Oh, Cool J, WrestleMania 31. Yeah. Speaking of WrestleMania, though.
Yeah.
Someone's going to be busy that weekend, though.
Who's going to be? Well, everybody's going to be busy that weekend, dude.
Okay. Just someone who will be busy but won't be there being busy.
Who?
The Rock.
What's The Rock doing?
He's going to be the host of Saturday Night Live.
But that's on Saturday. WrestleMania's on Sunday.
Right. He could actually technically fly from New York to Santa Clara and be there. He could. Will he? That's the biggest question. But no, he's hosting Saturday Night Live. That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
I have
to watch that.
I'm going to have to DVR it, because, well, you know, I have a show and everything on Saturday nights, and, you know, we're probably going to be watching the Hall of Fame, too. Besides the point.
Please let the Hall of Fame be better this year.
Last year's wasn't bad, except for Mom. Thank my mama, 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 Jesus, mama, mama, Jesus. But no, cool. Rock's always entertaining. He's very entertaining, and it's good. He fits into those type of shows. He's done a great job in the past, and I can't wait for it.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how that one goes. Should be highly entertaining.
It should.
But, well, not so entertaining. We need to talk about an incident that happened at Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
And that is that while several fans went to WWE cosplayed as their favorite 80s wrestlers, props to the people that went as IRS and Boss Man, mad respect. And, well, WWE wasn't too happy about it because, well, they were asked rather forcibly to change out of their costumes or else they would lose their front row seats. Now, the gentlemen were given free t-shirts and free items of clothing to wear in case they didn't have anything. But a lot of people are up in arms about this, the fact that, well, WWE can't tell fans what they can and can't wear to shows.
Thing is, they can. We should note WWE reached out to the fans and they apologized to the fans for any inconvenience and have offered them free tickets to the next event in Des Moines, Iowa. There's two sides to the story. It's like, you want people to be in character and you want people to, you know, stand out in the crowd. You want people to enjoy themselves. But there are points where a section, a group of fans, sometimes always put the focus on them instead of in the ring. And it was noted on Reddit, the most reliable source for anything besides Wikipedia is Reddit. So take it with what you will. That the same group of people in the Des Moines, Iowa, area have caused disruptions in the past. So it's WWE looking out in the past going, well, maybe they caused it before. We have to prepare ourselves this time.
Yeah.
And it's one thing when you're in the front row, in front of the camera. It's an awkward situation, you know?
Oh, I would agree with that. I mean, it's something of they don't want their product disrupted. They don't want the focus being taken off their superstars and put on to people in the audience. And keep in mind, WWE doesn't have any problem with people cosplaying and showing up in costume dressed as wrestlers. I've saw plenty of people when they were here in Atlanta. I've seen plenty of people at other shows where they dress up, they go, they have a good time, they get their picture taken. And, you know, like I said, a good time is had by all. It's something completely different when you're going with the express intent of sitting front row on the hard camera side and distracting everybody, which that may or may not have been their intent. But the fact remains is everybody's saying WWE cannot tell people how they can and can't dress at an event. Actually, yes, they can. The building is private property, and technically the WWE shows are private events that you have to have a ticket to get in to see, so they can dictate a certain dress code. So they can, you know, it's just like them walking up to somebody with an offensive t-shirt and saying, you know, that's going to be sitting front row on the hard camera side and saying, hey, look, you can't wear that. It's no different than them taking signs. They're allowed to censor their product as they see fit. Now, is it right? No. I mean, it sucks that you would get all dressed up and then you have to, you know, they tell you, oh, hey, look, you can't sit there. You have to change. Or, well, if you won't change, then you lose your seats. Especially since you paid, you know, good money.
$100
a pop for those seats. I'm surprised they were that cheap.
Yeah, but they were $100 a pop, 10 for all 10, so it's $1,000 for the 10 people. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that sucks if they would look at you and say, well, you know, you have change or you lose your front row seats. I'd be like, hey, wait a minute, you know, I paid $100 about it. So yeah, I would be upset, I would be pissed too, but, you know, if these are the same guys that went there a couple of years ago and caused problems and were disturbing the crowd and we're just kind of being jerks about it, then yeah, I can understand WWE's standpoint of, look, we don't want you to do that again. Here's some free merchandise to change.
And the thing is, we're now in a new era, and we've been in this new era since 2008, 2009, whenever they switched over, and that's HD.
Yep.
It's one thing in the past where it's like, we could hide it because it wasn't HD. Now now it can become a distraction for the viewer because it's clear. Crystal clear. You can see anything in the front row on a WWE television program because it's HD. That's why they got rid of a lot of the camera people who are the photographers who are always at ringside.
Yep.
They're no longer there because they were a distraction. Now that's in HD.
They're there, but they're much more careful about the cameras, and there's not as many of them. There's actually only one or two.
Right, and there used to be 4 to 5.
Yeah, so there's only one person. And to their credit, they've cut down on their need for pictures. Like, the only pictures they use now go in their advertising or on WWE.com, and for their advertising, they just simply use studio shots. So in terms of the action shots, they only need one or two people taking those pictures because they just go up on .com, and that's it. So they've cut down their need for photographers as well.
Right.
But yeah, a lot of people are up in arms about this, and I think it should be noted that, you know, it is, WWE does reserve the right to let people know how they want them to dress and behave at their events, because ultimately it is their events. It's a private function on private property.
Correct.
Now it's something, it's more of, if this were a public space where you weren't, where it was free and open, anybody can show up, and you can just walk up and they look at you and say, well, hey, you can't dress like that. Says who? This is a free open space. You know, I didn't pay to get in. Once you pay money to get into an event, that makes it private, and whomever you pay that money to can set the rules to however they want.
This is indeed correct.
It sucks. And I feel bad for the guys that were forced to change, because some of them really did have some awesome costumes.
They did.
But, you know, it is what it is. So, it sucks, and it's unfortunate.
Yeah, and the biggest problem is it went on Fox Sports, and made it to the Washington Post, and it's not what they need right now.
It isn't what they need right now. What else they don't need is, well, their NXT champion is going to be out for a little bit.
Yeah, Kevin Owens had surgery last week, I believe it was.
It was, yes, on his knee.
Yeah, he had knee surgery, and he's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks. It's a small, from what I was reading, because I did actual research on the type of injury he had, it's like a minor meniscus tear.
Something like that.
Basically, however it's listed, it's basically a minor meniscus tear, and they can return to function within 4 to 6 weeks. It's not that, he had it scoped, and he's fine. It's a major surgery, but it's a minor surgery. Any surgery is major, but it's not going to hold him back. The only thing it will do is keep him from performing in San Jose.
Yeah, he will not be performing San Jose, but he will be there.
Most likely, yes.
So, and speaking of San Jose, speaking of NXT, it's a little late now, but they are doing a show in San Jose, and oops, it already sold out.
Yeah, we mentioned it last week. We talked about the San Jose show and how tickets were going on sale. Yeah, they sold out 4,100 tickets in a few hours.
That's incredible.
They've opened up a few more seats, they're going to. I'm not sure if they have or haven't yet. But yeah, 4,100 tickets sold out. The place itself holds 5,000, so they're, you know, they weren't opening up every seat. Because they didn't think, they were just figuring, okay, if we get $4,000 into this place, we're cool. They have 4,100, and now they're opening up probably a couple hundred more, probably.
Probably.
And with all what's going on at WrestleMania weekend, that's pretty good. If you need a ticket, you go to StubHub, because I know there's a bunch of tickets on there. So, tickets are available via StubHub, but every seat has been sold that was available.
Yeah. And that's very impressive. So congratulations to them for that.
They're all very excited to be out there for WrestleMania. The NXT show is probably going to be a lot of fun. They may even tape it, who knows? Because they surprised everyone in Cleveland, Columbus where they taped, which we're going to get into here in a little bit.
Yeah, but, oh, I'm sure they will tape it. I absolutely am 100% confident they will tape it to some degree, because they take that back and they go over it. Like, everything WWE is filmed.
Mostly. But yeah, it's gonna be cool, to go support NXT, so, good job, sold out. I like the fact that it's another sold out event for them.
Yes, that's a good sign for NXT, especially if they want to take it on the road, which it seems like that's what Hunter wants to do. We'll get into it in a little bit, but one of the things that sticks out in my mind was he was talking about NXT at the Arnold Classic, and he said that we've gone from this being a developmental brand to it being a brand. It is now to that level where people are paying to see it. They're continuing to sell out. They're continuing to do very well with it. They're making a profit off of it. And so we could see NXT go on the road and start to tour a little bit more as opposed to being at Full Sail. They may not go far and wide,
but they're going to take some live events and keep TV mostly in Full Sail, but you may get that occasion. Hey, we're going to tape on this date.
Yeah. And take the live events, maybe, you know, bring it to Atlanta. Just saying.
She wants to go see it.
I want to see it, dude. There's a bunch of people I want to see live. You know, And if I gotta wait for them to come up, then damn it, bring the show to me. I wanna see it. Cause I don't wanna fly to Florida to go.
Right. No, they'll probably be in your area at some point.
Yes. And as a quick note, we should also mention that Jimmy Jacobs is joining WWE. But not as a wrestler, he's joining as a creative writer.
That'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of see his, get his perspective. He'll probably start probably down in, you know, NXT. And then work his way back up, work his way up to the main roster.
I just wonder if Seth had anything to do with that.
Maybe. Might have. Maybe Owen, too.
Maybe.
He, you know, he's good buddy with Triple H right now. You know, may have his ear a little bit, so. Cool. It's cool. It's been rumored for a while, so. Good signing for them. They're going after a couple of Ring of Honor people, so. You know, the latest Ring of Honor star who may only be there for a few weeks may be coming over too, so.
And what Ring of Honor star is that?
Some guy's gonna kill you.
Ah.
That guy.
That guy. Hint, hint, wink, wink.
Yeah, pretty much.
And a couple quick notes on WrestleMania weekend, just kind of wrap all that up. It was announced that Larry Zbysko is going in the Hall of Fame, which I feel like a horrible wrestling fan because I thought he was already in the Hall of Fame, but congratulations to him.
Hey, yeah, I was listening to a radio program the other day, and they were talking about how Mr. Perfect needs to go in the Hall of Fame.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
He's in the Hall of Fame. Then they end up being corrected. So you're not alone there thinking, oh, hey, I thought they were in the Hall of Fame.
Well, it's just, it's assumed with someone of Zbysko's caliber that he would already be in. Like, yeah. you assume that because it's Larry Zbysko. I mean, come on.
But again, he's one of those had issues with the E at some point, and yeah.
Yeah. Okay. This is like the had issues year.
The last couple of years. It's been the last couple of years like that.
It's like everybody who had issues with the company, they're going in this year.
It's time to make amends, everybody.
It's time to make amends. Everybody goes in the Hall of Fame this year.
People are getting older. Other people are now in charge, you know.
Yeah. Hunter is,
making amends.
making amends, a lot of amends, because there's a lot of people he wants to see go in the Hall of Fame, and I would have little doubt that Hunter is behind, Macho Man going in.
Most likely, yes.
For the love of God.
He got Bruno in, he got Macho.
He got Bruno in.
He got Ultimate Warrior in. So.
Yeah, you know. I mean, Hunter is like working magic for the Hall of Fame because I think Hunter is like, I want to see this person go in, I want to see this person go in, and I want to see you over there, you can wait, and I want to see this person go in.
Yeah.
I don't know why I just see him doing that in his office when he's not watching his NXT cam.
Right.
But speaking of Hall of Fame, there's somebody else going in.
Who's that?
You're going to make me say the name, aren't you?
Yep.
Tatsumi Fujinami is going into the Hall of Fame.
It was announced on SmackDown.
So congratulations to him.
The inventor, the man who made it famous, the Dragon Sleeper, Tatsumi Fujinami.
So the Hall of Fame class is rounding out nicely. It seems we might have one more announcement, which, if you saw the shirt, it kind of spoiled it.
Yeah, well, the guy is full of diesel power.
And he's kind of, you know, big and sexy.
And cool. Yeah. Tune in Monday. They'll probably announce it.
Yeah, they'll probably announce it.
If you already have the magazine, you know who it is.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Hall of Fame, Lindsay.
Oh?
We kind of touched on it, but we now have details on the Hall of Fame. And everything is happening on WWE Network for WrestleMania.
All right!
It's called WrestleMania Week on the WWE Network. It's a programming lineup full of series of specials and live coverage beginning this Monday at 11:05. Schwarzenegger, Triple H, The Interview. They sit down for the first time in a very revealing once-in-a-lifetime interview. Hall of Famer inductee Arnold Schwarzenegger and WWE superstar Triple H discuss their friendship, their careers, and their futures. That should be cool. It appears Triple H will be the one inducting Arnold into the Hall of Fame, too.
Nice.
WrestleMania today on the 26th and 27th at 6 p.m. Eastern, live from WWE Access like last year. The All-Star panel, including superstars and legends, uncover the untold stories and share revealing insights on this year's extravagant As this year's extravaganza draws near, WrestleMania 2 today will include exclusive interviews with John Cena, Seth Rollins, and Randy Orton. We will have the WWE Hall of Fame 2015 Red Carpet Live on Saturday, March 28th at 7 p.m. Eastern. Maria Menounos will host the event with superstars, divas, and legends, and host the celebrities walk the red carpet and tell Maria and her co-host all the secrets. The Hall of Fame ceremony will be at 8 p.m. Eastern that night. And then you have WrestleMania Kickoff Live at 5 p.m. on Sunday, the 2-hour special. And then wraps up with WrestleMania 31 on the WWE Network for only $9.99. So that's pretty cool. That's a lot of stuff. And one would assume if they're doing a press conference, it probably will be on the network too.
Can't wait.
I'm excited. Should be fun.
Should be fun. Should be a lot of fun.
But yeah, they sent a whole thing. We had to get it out there. A lot of information.
Yeah. A lot of information. A lot of news. Sorry. And well, I think that's it for WWE news.
No, we got one more story. Sort of WWE-ish.
Okay.
So we had an interview last week.
We did.
We talked to Rob Schomburger, right?
We did.
Well, he has a book coming out.
He does.
And it's going to be filled with all his WrestleMania artwork, and it's going to be available at WWE Access, which is pretty cool.
I want it. Because, you know, I asked him that question, and of course he doesn't say anything.
No, because it came out, you know,
Monday.
It came out on Monday. Yeah, it will be called his new art book at WrestleMania 31. The Immortal Showcase features Schomburger's individual paintings of the first 30 years of WrestleMania, as seen on the popular Canvas to Canvas YouTube series. The 40-page art book also includes an introduction written by WWE Hall of Famer and former guest of the rank, Jim Ross.
Nice.
The Schomburger style is unmistakable and distinctive, much like WrestleMania itself. Rob's style catches the enormity of any event, and those who are privileged enough to be a part of it, no one I've ever seen captures the emotion, the organic feel of the WWE superstar the way Rob's art does. The paintings included in the Immortal series won't be available anywhere else, making the book a must-have for anyone interested in making this iconic series a part of their collection. It'll be on sale at Access and will be soon followed on WWE Shop.
I have a birthday coming up, y'all. Just saying.
Yes, yes, she does.
Come and in. So does Rock.
And so do I.
Yeah. But yeah, can't wait. Congratulations to Rob. I hope it's super successful for him.
And as always, go to robschomburger.com or wwshop.com for more on his art.
Yes. And I should say actually one more WWE story. I lied. Quick note, WWE is now in partnership with DraftKings.com.
Mm-hmm. As she catches me as I was taking a drink of water. Yeah. Yeah, they have a partnership with DraftKings.com. Which is a fantasy website, and the winner of the whole challenge, the Ultimate SummerSlam Experience, will be available throughout select professional basketball contests in order to win a unique WWE prizes on DraftKings. The winner, I guess, will travel to Brooklyn, New York to attend SummerSlam at the Barclays Center and meet a superstar and divas at a VIP party, which is cool.
Ew.
So go to DraftKings.com/WWE for more details.
Should be fun. And now, just a couple quick notes brought to you by our friends over at TNAsylum.com, the haven for TNA fans. TNA announced that, well, they have re-signed people. Yay. Tiger Uno, MVP, Taryn Terrell, and Bobby Roode have all re-signed with the company, so congratulations to them.
Right, yeah. It's cool. Bobby Roode, who's now in his late 30s now. Think about that.
Bobby's getting old.
He's getting old. By the way, if you have not seen it, go back and watch Impact Wrestling on Destination America from this past Friday. Rockstar Spud versus EC3. Really good matchup between two. Spud was left bloody.
Poor Spud.
And got his head shaved, too.
Yeah.
Poor Spud, but it was an amazing matchup they had. They were the main event of that show.
I'm so proud.
They're good. They're Rockstar Spud. They have something with them. Just pointing out. Chat room goes, if it's the issues resolution years, they could spell years correctly, does that mean Cornette goes in too? No, Cornette's not going in anytime soon. Because here's the thing, Cornette doesn't like Hunter.
Yeah, those two don't get along.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
It's not just McMahon. They have issues with, you know, he has issues with, you know, Hunter. And his wife.
Especially his wife.
Yeah. But yeah, next time Chatter, spell years correctly. And if I'm picking on a Chatter, we all know who the Chatter is.
Hi, King Kittens.
There you go. Anyway, continue.
And one last quick final note before we go to break. Gunner announced that he's going to be in a movie.
Really?
You tell the people about it. Because I didn't write it down. Professional here on the rack.
I know. Gunner gets a movie role. Professional wrestling superstar Gunner will make his big screen debut with the lead role in the upcoming film The Battle of New Orleans, working title. The film from Throne Productions is set for distribution by Anchor Bay and features an ensemble cast including Ed Quinn from Revenge and Eureka, Lael, which is a real name, a former United States Marine and current professional wrestler, will play a member of an elite Navy SEAL team who finds himself engaged in a battle with an unknown enemy during a mission in Louisiana. So he started filming and he missed the last set of tapings because of said movie. But it's cool. But it's cool. He's in a movie. It's pretty cool.
It's pretty good. Cool. So congratulations to him. Mm-hmm. By the way, Brent, are you going to be our special guest for Tweet of the Week tonight?
No, because he hasn't signed yet. So when he signs,
No. For as much crap as you've given him, no, my friend, you need your just desserts.
You want some tweets about the Tebow thing? Wait till Tweet of the Week. I got a bunch.
Okay.
Don't worry. I got the roasting covered.
You got the roasting covered? Okay, well. I say we take our first break of the evening, and when we come back, we're going to be talking all about last night's exciting NXT and what happened where they were live from Columbus, Ohio. So we'll let you know what happened there.
Sounds good.
Music?
It's playing.
I can't hear it. There it is! So professional. Go us. So you're listening to The Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we'll be right back.
Pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
Do you feel a little bit empty inside after The Rack goes off the air on Thursday nights? Well, don't fret, because The Rack has a little something extra for you, in the form of The Rack Extra. Join us as we review the weekly happenings with your favorite Total Divas. From start to finish, we give you our reactions to all the relationship drama, the infighting, and all the trips to the plastic surgeon's office. Join us as we get all up in that Kool-Aid of the Total Divas with The Rack Extra. Weekly right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Trust me, it's simply DaBomb.com.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
It's boots to asses time.
From the big returns.
You gotta be kidding me! I feel ghosts and jobs! Jason Robert, what on earth? I've got chills out of here.
To the shocking moments.
Since you haven't figured it out yet, what I do better than anybody is adapt. Last night was plan A. Tonight, plan B. There's always a plan B.
Oh my God! Are you kidding me? Rollins down into Dustin Ambrose after he took out Reigns!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
It's the Raw Post Show. Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Looking for the latest in all things TNA Wrestling? Then look no further than TNAsylum.com. TNA Asylum keeps you up to date on all the happenings in TNA Wrestling, along with featured columns, full coverage of TNA-related events, and a first look on the behind-the-scenes events of TNA that you can't find anywhere else. Log on right now to the haven for TNA fans, TNAsylum.com.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Glitter, glitz, sparkle, bliss.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And that's right, we're back with, well, NXT.
We are talking some NXT. And it was from the Arnold Classic this week.
It was.
Before we get into the show, the setup, what do you think?
It was different. I'm not sure I liked the way that they walked out, and then they had to kind of walk around.
That was a whole, you know, space issue.
Yeah, there was a whole space issue, which I totally get, where, because the ring was, you know, like, stage, ring, 2-foot gap in between, so most of them actually could have jumped from the stage to the ring.
Right, yeah, they could have.
But yeah. I mean, overall, I liked that they tried to make it feel as close to the NXT arena as possible. They had the thing, the wraparounds on the upper deck. They had the stage. They had the screens behind the stage. They had, you know, they really tried to make it look as good as they could.
Right.
And I think they kind of succeeded.
They did. It looked really good. The crowd was good. They had nice lighting. I have news before we get fully into it. For those with the WWE app that Michael Cole told us about for how many years?
Several.
So we
still.
Yeah. So we've had an issue with the WWE app, haven't you? Especially when you're watching the network on it.
I don't know. I haven't watched network on it in a while.
Because they screwed up the player, right? Remember you couldn't fast forward on the player really well?
Oh, yeah.
It's fixed.
Yes! I can watch it on my phone again.
Yeah. I just updated the app because I saw a thing on the... By the way, the WWE app has been updated, everyone.
So. Yeah, there was an update that went out tonight, so go update your machines.
I just updated it during the break, and I was like, let me check the video thing. Because it said one of the fixes was the video player. I was like, wait, the scrolling thing with the finger works again.
Oh, thank right. God.
Because that was a pain in the ass.
That was a pain in the ass.
It's like, can't really fast forward into it, so.
Sweet, I can watch wrestling at lunch again.
There you go. See? So it is now fixed. Go up the app. And by the way, here's the other piece of news. Here's another WWE news item. God, we have so many. The WWE Network, if you're in Canada and you have Shaw Cable like Tim Stein, or it's in his area, like, you know, he should get it. now can get the WWE Network.
Ooh.
So anyone with the Shaw in Canada can now get the network. For only $9.99 or whatever the Canadian equivalent is. Anyway, back to the NXT. This is why we're here to talk about NXT. And it opened up with Kalisto versus Tyler Breeze.
In a good match.
This was a good match. It was cool to finally see Kalisto on his own for the first time in a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Without Sin Cara, because it's like, he's very limited in tag matches. You really can't see what he's capable of. And on this one, you saw what he's capable of.
Push Kalisto to the moon. He's so good.
He had a nice little cool little hand walk into a head scissors.
Mm-hmm.
That was really cool. Really cool. This was a back and forth matchup. Breeze hit the supermodel kick for a long two count. Kalisto came flying at him. Kalisto hit a 450 splash at one point off the top rope for a two count. Breeze grabbed the bottom rope to break that pin up. Kalisto went for the SDS, but Breeze escaped, hit the beauty shot for the win. Tyler Breeze, good match.
Tyler's really been stepping up his game lately.
He has. He's been working with really good opponents, too.
Yeah, it definitely helps, but I've noticed that Tyler is stepping up his game.
He is. We then had a Kevin Owens, Alex Riley hype video for later in the night. It was very long,
mm-hmm.
but it really gave the backstory.
Yeah, it did.
We then heard from Alexa Bliss.
I'm so excited to be here in Columbus, my hometown. I'm so excited for Columbus to see what Alexa Bliss is all about and what Alexa Bliss is capable of. But, on a more serious note, I am facing the women's champion, Sasha Banks. And she knows I'm gunning for her. And Sasha Banks is going to find out what Alexa Bliss is capable of.
Get her, Alexa. Get her.
Solid little promo from Alexa Bliss.
She's so cute. She's like a little cupcake.
Yeah, she is. We had a really nice video from the Honor Classic about the WWE experience.
You saw
everyone who was there. It was really well done. I that was probably a lot of fun.
They all seemed really hyped up for it. Like, it's, hey, we're out of Florida. It's our first show, you know, on our own out of Florida. Like, they're not at Raw or SmackDown. They're not at a pay-per-view. It's their first NXT event where they're a feature of something that's non-WWE related, and it's outside of Florida. So they were probably all really pumped up.
The kids are growing up,
and Dad's taking them on the road, and it's, they understand what this is. They know that this is their chance to really shine and continue to do that and piss off the main roster.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing, that poses a very serious threat if NXT can stand on its own without any of the main roster stars.
Right. There are a couple of main roster stars at the event, but they were never advertised. They were surprises.
Yeah, I think Cesaro was there and a couple others were there.
Big Show and Ryback. But the experience itself, you had Hogan and Flair, which were really cool and had a lot of fun, it seems like.
They did.
We then heard from Alex Riley.
Hey, Roy. What's the crack, mate? Listen, I know you got Kevin Owens tonight, but I've got him next week. And just so you know, I'll be watching tonight like a hawk.
Good. I want you to watch, because everything that Kevin Owens has done to me, I'm about to do to him tonight. I'm going to humiliate the NXT champion. For Kevin Owens, after tonight, there isn't going to be a tomorrow, because it's time to rage.
Listen, do not overlook Kevin Owens. We all seen what he done to Sami Zayn at TakeOver. And we haven't seen Adrian Neville since he faced Kevin Owens. So do not overlook Kevin Owens, or for you, there'll be no tomorrow.
I still can't get over that voice comes out of Finn Balor's mouth.
It's very weird, isn't it?
Like, I like it, I'm not knocking it, but it's just, when you look at him, you don't expect that voice.
No, you don't.
It's kind of like Adrian Neville. You look at him and you don't expect that voice. So, but yeah, very strong warning from Finn Balor to Alex Riley to watch out for Kevin Owens, because Kevin Owens is a BAMF, ladies and gentlemen, and you don't want to mess with him.
No, you don't. Our next contest was Colin Cassidy versus Wesley Blake, and we heard from, well, you know, Colin Cassidy and Joe Amore.
And this right here, this is Carmella, and she's hot as hell. and you can't teach that. Bada boom, realest guys in the room, how you do? Arnold, and Arnold like to pump iron. We like to pump fists. And you, Wesley Blake, you better pump the brakes because you're about to run into a freaking roadblock. Are you doing?
And as for the Australian kid, why don't you didgeridoo yourself a favor? While you still have that NXT tag title, kick rocks and flip-flops, break a toe, and skedaddle, sweeper!
You two are looking at the next NXT Tag Team Champion! And there's only one word to describe you, and I'm gonna spell it out for ya! S-A-W-F-T!
Yeah, you could tell the crowd was really into them.
They're over!
See, we mentioned it last week that they were sort of, you know, they're going to be really cool on a live experience. And that was permanent right there.
Yeah, they've got something with those two.
And Carmella doing all the facial reactions and hand motions, that was kind of funny.
Although she got booed.
She did get booed.
But
her, you know, hyping up them with the hand motions and everything, as Colin was talking, that was pretty cool.
That was great. And they were definitely pumped up for this. Like, you could tell.
Yeah, they were. We had a This Guy's Soft chant. We had a We Want Blue Pants chant.
Quality crowd right there.
Alright, this was your basic size versus speed matchup, with size winning out early as Cass was dominating for a while. Cass regained control of the match, hit the big side slam, Murphy got taken out with a boot, then Carmella got knocked off the apron, and Blake rolled up Cass for the win. Your winner, Wesley Blake.
Aww.
Solid match.
Very solid match.
We then had a video package hyping up Dana Brooke. She was at the Arnold Classic and it's coming soon to NXT.
Ooh, new diva.
New diva. They need a couple new girls down there.
No, that's not Bo's wife, is it?
No. I don't think so.
I don't think it is.
No, I don't think his wife's involved in the business, is she?
No, she is. She's an NXT diva.
Is that Bo's wife?
I don't think it is.
No, I don't think it is.
I think she's got longer hair. Actually, I think she might have been the chick that jumped on Tyler Breeze.
Maybe. Anyway, we're going to research this as we go.
Yeah. Live Googling here on the rack.
Yeah. As we do, Sarah Backman is Bo's wife. She's no longer a diva.
Ah.
She was released last year.
Got it.
She asked for a release and left last year. So she was part of the company at one point.
At one point, yes.
Yeah. Anyway, back to the show. Alexa Bliss versus Sasha Banks. Good match. Alexa came out fighting. Sasha took control early. Hit her double knee in the corner. Alexa got out of her submission. Came firing back at Sasha. Hit the Bliss flip, sorta, for a two count. Nice roll up around the corner for a two count. Sasha bailed out. Alexa does a thumbs press off the apron. They fight on the outside. Sasha shoved her into the side of the ring. Alexa knocked her into the ring post. Alexa gets in the ring. Sasha does not. The winner via countout, Alexa Bliss.
Go, Alexa.
Good match.
She got way more physical in this one than we've seen her in the past. She was a little nervous. She missed a couple places, but yeah, very, very good match between the girls.
We then heard from the champ.
Tonight, I'm going to make Alex Riley wish she had never quit that nice, cushy commentary job of his. But you know, I understand why he did. He's got to prove to himself that he can still do this, but the fact is he cannot. Not against someone like me, anyway. Not at this level. As far as Finn Balor goes, Next week is the match everybody's been waiting for, including me. Because I honestly cannot wait to take him out and show everybody that no one, and I mean no one, is taking this away from me, my family.
Another strong promo from the champ.
Kevin, your friend Jackson's coming through. You can almost hear it. Like, you just sit here and you listen to him. You almost can hear it. Like, it's really faint, but it's there, and it's, you just want him to bust it out and talk in it.
Right.
But, yeah. I just, sorry, every time I hear Kevin Owens talk, I hear the accent. I'm like, come on, just bust it out. Come on. Be awesome. He just goes, like, starts speaking, you know, French-Canadian on everybody, and only Sami Zayn knows what he's saying, and Tyler Breeze is going to be hilarious.
Right? Oh, just because, speaking of Canadians, it has no real time, but it does.
Ever heard of America?
Oh, but I do not want to be American. I do not want to walk around like Justin Bieber with no shirt on and my trousers hanging off.
He's Canadian.
Even worse. They can't make us Canadian, can they, Daddy? Canadian and poor, just like Justin Bieber.
The British monarchy always has been and always will be.
Always will be Killed Robert.
Well, you could cut the Killed Robert part out, but yeah.
Yeah, I forgot to cut that part out. But, yeah.
You need to play that on Sunday. Like, you need to work that into the intro for Sunday.
I'll have to figure it out. If you don't know the show, that's come from the Royals.
Yeah, it's my new crack. It's awesome. It's so trashy. It's amazing.
We sat here watching it and...
I'm like transfixed by it.
When we heard that line, we both went, clip?
Yeah, it's like, clip that shit.
Yeah. Then we once again heard from Alexa Bliss.
Oh my gosh, this is incredible. I beat the NXT Women's Champion Sasha Banks in my hometown, Columbus, Ohio. I told Sasha I was gunning for her and that I was going to beat her and show her
gunning
who's boss.
For me. Who's boss? You're looking at the boss, sweetheart. You never pin me. I'm the NXT Women's Champion.
Ladies, there's easily one way to settle this. Next week on this show, Sasha Banks, you will defend your NXT Women's Champion.
Are you kidding me?
Against Alexa Bliss. After you, my dear.
Get ready, Sasha.
You're the one that needs to get ready.
So we have two title matches next week.
I had one issue with this promo.
What's that?
And it's really small and it's really stupid, but you can tell that they shot this before the match.
Yeah.
And that's my issue with it is, like, you can tell the makeup's perfectly done, the hair is perfectly done, so it's like, and it's those little things that I notice that just kind of bother the crap out of me, and nobody else probably picked up on that, but I was sitting there looking and I'm like, this is pre-match.
Yeah, I noticed it too.
So it's just little stuff like that bothers me.
Yeah, you could see when they cut it. Yeah.
Yeah, so they just probably did both promos back to back. So, but exciting news that Alexa Bliss is getting a title shot next week. And William's like, he's like, ladies, let's not.
Right.
It's like, I'm just going to stand right in between you.
Pretty much. We then had our main event, Alex Riley versus Kevin Owens, and first thing I wrote down is, Riley's chest too big.
His what's too big?
His chest. It looks like he's too much muscle mass for his frame. It looked too much. Anyway.
I'd have to go back and watch it, honestly.
Take note next time you see him. Anyway, lots of aggression early. Kevin Owens took control of the match. Riley came back with a nice dropkick, running cannonball by Owens in the corner. Fans chanted kill Owens. Kill. And Owens mocked Riley by screaming, rage! Owens taunted him throughout the match at different points. Riley fired back with a big right hand. Owens got knocked out of the ring. Owens went for a cannonball. Riley moved, hit a spinebuster for a two count. Owens then took back control with the three running sentons on Riley. Then dumped him out of the ring, brought him back in the ring, threw him in the guardrail. Then hit the pop-up powerbomb for the win. Kevin Owens, he destroyed Alex Riley.
He did, yeah. So much for Alex Riley's comeback.
Maybe the rage hasn't fully come out yet.
Maybe he needs to talk to Kane about that.
He may need to do that. After the match, Owen celebrated. He was leaving. then went back after Riley, was going for a powerbomb. Finn Balor showed up. Balor dives down on Owens. They brawl. Balor hit the running tropic kick in the corner. He was going for the double stomp. Owens bailed. There's your setup for next week's main event.
So, very, very, very solid main event. Very physical.
I like the tension built between Balor and... I thought that was well done.
Yeah, I like that. I thought it was very well done. They're building that pressure for the main event next week, which should be epic.
He needs to find Riley mode. Is there such thing as Riley mode? I guess we'll find out.
Is that like Brie mode?
Maybe. We'll have to wait till Kankin finally responds to that. But that's NXT for the week. Solid show.
Very solid show. It was really nice to see them go outside of Full Sail because you get a very, very good feel for who's over in actuality and who's not. Because there are people who are over with the NXT crowd in Full Sail and aren't over with the regular crowd. So you kind of got a semi-good gauge for how people react to a lot of their stars. In Zone Cass are over as hell. So is Balor. So is Owens.
It's like Brie Mo without drinking.
But what the fuck is the fun of that?
Right? You gotta watch Total Divas. Check out the Rack Extras. Season 3, episodes 10 through 20, all available at RackRadioShow.com and YouTube.com/WTRTheRack. Shameless plug out of the way. There's an episode with Paige and Brie and the whole thing about Brie Mode. It's amazing. You gotta watch that episode.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty awesome where Paige intentionally gets Brie out drunk. It's fabulous.
It is very fabulous.
But I say we take our second and final break of the evening. And when we come back, we're going to be talking all about tonight's SmackDown. We'll let you know what happened. And, well, we've got some discussions, including did Daniel Bryan come back too soon? And is Brock really unbeatable? So we're going to talk all about that, and we want your opinions in the chat room and on Twitter, so we'll tell you how to do that. In the meantime, you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Every Saturday night, you never know what to expect when cigarette butts and bandanas hit the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Ha ha! Is that Shell Station open? Ha ha ha! Daddy might have himself some cigs.
I just gotta cross a fucking freeway that would kill me. Eight fucking lanes. Eight motherfucking lanes. Dude, the Godfather of Scream retires. He just fucking loses the match and keeps on ticking.
Fucking eight lanes, the motherfucking highway!
Alright, if this place is closed, I'm gonna kill somebody. Yeah, this place looks like I might get robbed by a guy of slightly darker complexion than I am.
Do you have to run back across the highway?
Yeah, I know. I gotta run across fucking three lanes of highway now. God damn it. The bad thing is, I probably don't have $7 to my fucking name, so I'm gonna have to use my damn credit card or my debit card as a fucking way to pay for $7. Fuck, this fucking better be open. I fucking walked across 13 lanes of highway.
They're not open.
What the fuck? Are you serious? You're not open. Hell yeah. Oh my god. Alright. Safe now. People aren't dying yet.
You ready, Rob? Now you gotta run again.
I do, because actually the fucking light's green, no one's coming, no one's turning, and I gotta go. That's some biz. I should have just crossed the other street, because now I gotta cross another street.
Steve,
somebody give me a goddamn... Ah, fucking Sunday, you can't buy beer. Wait a minute, what time is it?
It's 12:30.
I'm a goo. Ah, forget about it. Get it? All right, I'll just smoke my cigarette and be fucking happy. Oh, no, that's fucking just perfect. Green light just came on this fucking... about to be plowed by fucking three 18-wheelers and a fucking Jeep Wrangler. Fuck me, man. I gotta light a cigarette for this run.
Whether you are a badass, a godfather, or anything in between, the answer is cigarette butts and bandanas live midnight, or as close as we can get, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
So now you get to enjoy that nicotine, huh?
Yeah.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MVG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com. And you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
The greatest man that ever lived always liked a good rap. And you're listening to the greatest rap on Wild Talk Radio Network.
And welcome back to The Rock right here on wildtalkradio.com. But to our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays, go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And now we're going to jump into Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter. Until I found Twitter, ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
So I guess I'm first.
Ladies first, it's your show. You always go first.
Just checking.
Because I have like 30-something.
I have 4. So, AJ Lee. I just watched my dog turn on my Xbox with his nose. I've been waiting my whole life for this moment. AJ Lee. At Real Page, WWE and I need a tag team name. So far we approve of Anti-Divas, Freaks and Geeks, White and Nerdy, and PMS. To which Paige responds, and also PJ. Or Legion of Womb.
Oh, what a rush. Yeah, don't do PMS, because there was a team called PMS. We don't really have PMS.
Yeah.
And you don't want to talk about PMS.
No.
That's not a topic for this show. That's a topic for the Rack Extra. maybe one day. Oh God, they're gonna do an episode where one of the divas gets PMS. Anyway, moving on.
Dude, they've all had PMS on that show.
I know. Move along.
That's all I got, so proceed.
Brooke Adams tweeted the following. I've been to Orlando 37,868 times and I still can't figure out my way around. Hashtag fact. You know, this is the Dixie Carter replied. Hence why you lost Amazing Race. Ouch.
Damn.
So we know the photo of Mean Mark Calloway and his wife Michelle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where it says the Calloway's 99 problems, right?
Right.
Chad Duke saw the picture and tweeted the following. If you need me, I'll be throwing all my Undertaker shirts in the dumpster behind the Dunkin' Donuts and quietly sobbing.
Oh, poor Chad Dukes. It's okay, dude. It's okay. Just take a deep breath.
He continues. Don't mind me, because he tweeted the photo out again with another tweet. Don't mind me. I just gave myself a last ride powerbomb into a clogged toilet.
It'll be all right, man. We'll get through it together.
I just hired a bunch of druids with torches to serve my wife with divorce papers.
Okay, that's a little far.
I just ran over a kitten on my Harley while blaring Limp Bizkit.
Chad, not a kitten!
Nick DiPaolo tweets, celebrate our 12th wedding anniversary on Sunday, or as I call it, 12 years a slave. Ouch.
Damn, dude.
Right? Where was I? Oh yeah, Dolph Ziggler. Boss, I'm calling in sick. I have March Madness. You work from home and it's called Restless Leg Syndrome. But Mom! Landover Leap. Here we go. This is where it's gonna get fun. Chip Kelly has decided to go after the oldest free agent of all. Jesus. Hashtag Tebow time. Adam Rank. Me the other day, this offseason can't get crazier for Chip Kelly and the Eagles. Report, Eagles bring in Tim Tebow. Yeah, never mind. Pro Football Talk. Here's the advanced review of Tim Tebow's workout in Philly. He can't throw the football accurately on a consistent basis. Katie Nolan. You can tell Tim Tebow is a virgin by his unwillingness to give a new position a try. Rich Hoffman. My first decision as Daily News Sports Editor, unless Bowen charts Bradford's passes at minicamp. Damo, you get Sanchez. Marcus, you get Tim Tebow. Gotta split them all up. Chris Law. This is clearly Chip Kelly sticking it to the media to get their panties in a bunch. No chance this was done as an actual football move. Hashtag Tebow. Ian Rappaport. On Tim Tebow's Eagles workout, it was in Philly. And yes, it was that quarterback. Andrew Goldstein. Not sure hashtag Tebow makes sense in Philly. He once threw a snowball at Santa Claus, but missed him by 10 yards. Alex Cohen. The Eagles are planning the return of Tim Tebow. The news broke on, wait for it, 316. Checkmate. SoCal Val quotes Rusev Bull. Their children will grow up to be failures. Look, bro, you can't just go judging babies like that. Babies you don't even know. Hashtag why Rusev hates America from three-man booth. They won't serve him breakfast at 10:30, even though breakfast ends at 11. WWE Creative-ish. After WrestleMania 31, get your new WWE Roman Reigns t-shirt. The new Roman Reigns I didn't shirts. Hashtag merch. Joey Styles tweets the following. It didn't go away. There it goes. A St. Patrick's Day message from Heyman Hustle. Pour, drink, repeat. Heyman replied, I don't encourage drinking nor repeating, only worshiping and the beast to worship is the reigning, defending... You know, you get it.
Heyman, you shill.
Gabe Goodwin. I'm not sure which part is harder. Tebow convinces Eagles he can still play. Eagles convince someone else that Matt Barkley can still play. WWE Creative-ish. In WWE 2K15, whenever you select Daniel Bryan, it automatically changes your pick to Roman Reigns. Kevin Owens. Okay. Here it was. Here's a bunch of Kevin Owens. Just got to the Performance Center. I think I'm going to live tweet my day. Stay tuned. Billy Gunn is standing in the ring, getting ready to teach his class. He's jacked. At Braun Strowman, WWE is stretching in the gym, resisting the urge to tickle his sides.
Do it!
At Briggs, WWE is on the bike in the gym. He just took a sip of water. Someone asked Owens, what is Alex the Rage Man Riley up to? Boiling with rage somewhere, I assume, or perishing, let's see. He continued, at Briggs, WWE is doing lunges and wearing a shirt with sleeves. This is highly uncharacteristic. The sleeves part, anyway. At Briggs, WWE is begging Lena Fenane, something like that, one, to go to Chipotle with him. She doesn't seem interested. Scrap Daddy asked the question. Describe Briggs's pace on the mic, please. He was going slow as expletive. At Briggs, WWE is bragging about winning a spelling bee a few years ago. Kill me. Samoa Joe, I hear it's getting ready to snow up north. You know, this far into March, you northeasterners should get a tax refund for the inclement weather. Yes, we should. It's awful. Someone asked Tommy Dreamer the filing. What did it feel like having a fork shoved in your eye? It hurt.
Thanks, Tommy.
Insightful, as always. John Gonzalez tweeted, Iowa shouldn't even be a state. Canada can have it. Yeah, you can take Iowa. We don't need Iowa. What has Iowa done for anyone lately, anyhow?
You can't take Iowa until I get back from my vacation.
Then they can have it.
Then they can have it. After July, Canada can have Iowa. It is decided.
It is decided. And finally, someone tweeted Christopher Daniels the following. Did you ever get your money back from the back that Curry Man owed you? No. I forged his signature at shows to offset his debt.
Oh my god.
That's tweet of the week.
Alright, well.
Hold on.
What?
Someone, you know, put one in.
Oh, someone put one in.
NFL and ESPN. March 16th playoff game. Playoff games won since 2011. Tim Tebow 1, Mark Sanchez 0, Sam Bradford 0, Philadelphia Eagles 0. And your point is what? Your point is what? Cowboys won one playoff game since then too? Is that accurate? Right? So the Cowboys have won as many games as Tim Tebow in the playoffs.
You are so screwed if the Eagles signed Tim Tebow.
I know, but I can
leave. He was weeping. Weeping on what? Monday or Tuesday?
Whenever it was.
Whenever it was that it got announced. Cause Brent was giving him so much crap on Saturday about what if the Eagles signed Tebow? It's never gonna happen.
No, he didn't give crap on Saturday cause he wasn't around on Saturday.
Last Saturday.
Yeah, you missed a lot, dude. Just pointing that out.
We found a new deck.
We're gonna torture you on, Saturday.
It's gonna be so much fun.
Fair warning. Anyway, so that's Tweet of the Week.
That's Tweet of the Week. Well, I say we talk really quickly about SmackDown.
People wrestled. Alright, so basically here's what happened on SmackDown. They ran a gauntlet with the Intercontinental title contenders. Dolph Ziggler ended up winning the gauntlet. Daniel Bryan versus Luke Harper, you said was really good?
Daniel Bryan versus Luke Harper. Dean versus Luke Harper.
What I saw in that match was Ziggler and Bryan, they had a good match.
Yeah, Ziggler and Bryan had a good match.
Though, the one move I did see in the Luke Harper part, he got dropped on his head.
Yeah, he did.
He's not careful with him.
Luke is not gentle.
No, he's really not. He really isn't. Paige beat Brie Bella on the show. Mark Henry and Roman Reigns cut a promo. Think about that combination, people. And then your main event, it was Roman Reigns, supposed to be Roman Reigns and Mark Henry taking on Rollins and Kane, but Henry mysteriously got taken out. Roman Reigns, though, won the matchup for his team, and then after the match, since Randy Orton was banned from the building tonight, he showed up out of nowhere, laid out James' security with RKOs. And we should also mention, in the battle of the interspecies battle, the one that everyone's been clamoring for, Natty won it for her team, beating the Bull.
Go Natty!
And I'm telling you, Natty's becoming Catwoman.
She is.
Think about it, people. Think about her leather outfits, and think about Catwoman, and her husband. He's Cat, she's woman, Catwoman. See?
I was gonna say, you calling TJ a pussy, or what?
I didn't say it, you said it.
You implied it.
He has cats on his tights. He's Cat, she's woman, Catwoman. That was SmackDown.
So, anyway, say we jump into our discussions now.
Go for it.
And I wanted to bring this up because we had a conversation about this last night off air, and I've been kind of thinking about it lately, and it has to do with the whole situation with Roman Reigns. And I was talking to a friend about this as well. And really the fan reaction to Roman and how I'm kind of been wondering if a lot of it could have been avoided if they had held Dan O'Brien off TV, or at the very least out of the Rumble, and still continued for it as they have.
They brought him back 6 weeks too early.
It just feels like that. Like, they could have brought Brian back around Fastlane after Roman had won the Royal Rumble, and I think the reaction to Roman would be much different, or slightly different at the very least, than what it is right now.
If there's enough time between Daniel Bryan's comeback and Roman Reigns winning the Rumble, the fans would have been okay with Roman Reigns as the guy, but since both guys were in there, it's led to, you know, the backlash for Roman, where everyone sort of turned their back on him, because Daniel Bryan is the chosen one by the fans. And by all means, it's great that he's the chosen one. We've talked about how he deserves the spot he's been given. We understand this. But you just think about it some, it's like, could we have had a better road to WrestleMania if we didn't wedge Daniel Bryan into the story we were telling? Like, that seems to be the problem for when they came out of the Rumble. They were building a story, and then they wedged Bryan into it, and it's thrown everything off. And it's great that Bryan was able to make his comeback, and we know he wanted to be in the Rumble and wanted to be at WrestleMania, but it's like, if they kept him out, and then built him with singles match at WrestleMania, I think we would have been okay. King Gaines brings him out, and I think the fans would have clamored for Ziggler instead. I think the fault was the telegraph of Roman from Survivor Series on. IWC feels like they should only get who they want.
And that's a fair statement. I don't think the backlash would have been as severe, though, with Ziggler.
There's Ziggler popularity, and then there's Daniel Bryan popularity.
Yeah, Bryan is over, although that popularity is waning slightly. But it's like the second Bryan got dumped out of that ring, everything went to hell, and there was just nothing anybody could do. Like, I told Rock last night, God himself could have won that Rumble, and they probably would have gotten booed out of the building because it wasn't Daniel Bryan.
Pretty much, yeah.
And, like, I get Bryan's over. I'm kind of over, like, everybody shitting on everybody else because it's not Daniel Bryan.
It's more of everyone else should be given a full chance.
Yeah, I mean, it's... All I constantly hear is, you know, they never push new stars, they never make new stars, but whenever they try to make new stars, the fans shit all over them. It's like, I get it's not who you want, but at least try to give the person a chance, because WWE is giving that person a chance, and the reason why they don't try to make new stars is because we shit all over it, and that's why we can't have nice things. But...
And to back her point up, we've been very critical. There's a difference between crapping on things and being very critical. We've been very critical of Roman Reigns. But at the same time, we've told him how he should be done. We want to give Roman Reigns a chance.
We've said it time and time again. Roman has all the potential in the world, but Roman needs work. And for me, Roman is still a year to a year and a half out from being where he needs to be. He's gotten better, and I applaud him for making the effort to get better. But it feels like this is too soon, this is too fast. God, why would you put lime green knobs on something? Sorry. And it just feels too, oh God, lime green in the shower too. Yuck.
Focus,
right. Tangent.
What?
It feels like it's a little too soon for Roman. And They're pushing way too fast. I would rather have seen him, like, they build to him more winning the Rumble, and they have him go on this run where you really build him into this legit badass. Because that's what he was with the Shield, and then that sort of waned after the Shield broke up because he went away.
Right. And I made this point to Lindsay. Roman Reigns, people love Roman Reigns as he was the unstoppable badass. Since he's won the Rumble, has he been the unstoppable badass?
No.
Why are fans losing faith in Roman Reigns?
Because he's not fucking people up.
And that's what you want to see. You had the opportunity, we've said it time and time again on the show, for WrestleMania, Brock Lesnar's a beast. He's a monster. So what do you need on the opposite side? You don't need an underdog. You need another monster. You need the think about a badass versus monster. Boom, 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 the fight that would be. And the match might be that, but the build should have been unstoppable monster, worlds collide.
Yeah. And it's something that they've kind of sort of rushed getting Roman ready because they lost that time when he got the ulcer.
And I don't even think they lost the time. I just think they, and this is a general problem, there's not enough credibility people on the roster to build him to the point they needed to get him to.
I would agree with that as well.
In the 6 month period, even though you lost 2 months, you still didn't have enough people to get him there to where he needs to be. And that's the problem with a lot of things, is you have a bunch of new guys on the foundation. So it's like, there isn't that big credible opponent.
No. There really isn't, and, you know, honestly, I would have done Reigns versus Cena before I did Reigns versus Brock. Because if you can do Reigns versus Cena, and you have Reigns beat Cena, that gives him a level of credibility, because he beat Orton, even though Orton sandbagged the absolute hell out of him. But to have Reigns go on to beat somebody like Cena, who's really your most credible person on the roster right now, aside from Brock Lesnar, that sets him up in a better position to go against Brock, because at least he has a couple big wins under his belt on his own outside of the Shield. Because again, that's the problem with Roman, is all of his big wins really are in the Shield, where there were three of them.
Right. Acer goes, I really like Roman Reigns as a silent type of a badass back then. Roman definitely needs to be built up really like a badass type of guy, and talking serious shit to try and get the fans buy into that type of character too. Yeah, it would. It really would. But he has to be a badass. And they've done a better job of trying to make him a badass the last couple weeks. But mm-hmm. I think it's a little too late.
Yeah, at this point everybody's kind of done with Roman, which is really sad, and I feel bad for him. I honestly do, because he's kind of being the scapegoat in this whole situation, where everybody wants to see, or all the fans want to see, Daniel Bryan in the main event of WrestleMania going against Brock Lesnar. They're not going to get it, and the guy that's going to get it, they're going to shit all over no matter what he does. Like, it's something of, Roman could give out $100 bills to everybody and they'd still boo him. Because it's something that people are just so unwilling to accept Roman in the position that he's in, that they're just going to protest him. And that's unfortunate, because, like I said, Roman has all the potential in the world to be a star. I think he needs a couple things. He really does need someone like Heyman to build him into really the next Brock Lesnar, where he's just this unstoppable force. And you need someone like Heyman, to get Roman there. Because if Roman just has to stand there and look badass, he can do that, because that's what he did in the Shield.
Right, and if he says, you know, two words, he's fine.
Yeah, it's these longer promos that he has an issue with, because the child was not blessed with the gift of the gab, unfortunately.
No, he doesn't have that entertaining ability like certain people in his family. King Gins goes, what the crowd wants now, Axel Mania vs. Brock, book it, WWE.
Oh my god, poor Curtis Axel, he would die. But
Paul Heyman guy versus Paul Heyman guy.
But yeah, I would love to see them find someone like Heyman, or get Heyman himself to manage manage Roman, and build him into this really legit unstoppable force.
And it could happen. It just, I don't know.
It could happen.
It really could happen. And, you know, the whole point of this, the topic was, Daniel Bryan was put in there, and I think it hurt him. Like, if Daniel Bryan was off doing his own thing, and Roman Reigns was already guided towards the main event, we would be in a better position. But because he was still involved in a Rumble, it brought both worlds together.
The interesting thing is I think, at least listening to fan reactions, everybody was fine with Roman winning the Rumble, because we all knew Roman was winning the Rumble up until Daniel Bryan came back. And then it was, oh, well, I want Bryan to win.
Right.
And then rumors start circulating. It could be Brian. It could be Ziggler. It could be Bray Wyatt. It could be Roman Reigns. Even though we all knew it was going to be Roman Reigns because they're pointing him at Brock Lesnar.
Right. And that was a big support of Daniel Bryan winning the Royal Rumble because he was the most over guy at the point. He should have won the Rumble since he is the most over guy. But I'm glad, I've said this before, I'm glad they stuck to their guns.
Same here.
Because at some point we need to stick to the guns and start building people.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little crappy to have Roman Reigns win the Royal Rumble and then Bryan challenge him for the spot and beat him for the spot. And Roman's out of Mania despite all his hard work. And that's not to say that Bryan hasn't worked hard as well. But Bryan's also been off TV for 9 months.
Right, and Ace...
Roman's been back, and they've been building Roman, and to have Bryan come back after 9 months and say, hey, I want my spot back, Roman, get out, that's a little unfair. I mean, that's what everybody complains when, you know, pretty much any part-time superstar comes back and goes right in the main event. Right. They didn't earn their spot there. Well, Bryan's no different.
Right. And what they could have done with Daniel Bryan is, you know, him coming back, he wants his WrestleMania moment, and this is the struggle with it. They needed that heel for him, and they were lacking that big enough heel for him to go against.
Oh, yeah.
And that's sort of the problem right now in WWE, is the lacking of legitimate big heels that aren't named Kane and Big Show.
Yeah.
We gotta have a talk one of these days, guys. You know, love you guys, but time.
Push the hell out of Bray Wyatt.
Yeah. Hey, first Bray Wyatt mention of the night. Hey!
Yes, the Bray Wyatt that you should have bought instead of a snowman.
Shut up.
But no.
Anyway. And this whole thing ties sort of into WrestleMania and Brock Lesnar. We're giving our WrestleMania preview next week. We're going to dedicate a lot of the show to it next week. Be ready.
Yeah.
Most of the show will probably be WrestleMania talk. Fair warning, people. And the whole sort of idea is, basically, we wanna kinda sorta find out, if Roman doesn't beat Brock Lesnar, can anyone?
That's a difficult question. Not one-on-one. I think it's gonna have to be a situation of what it was at Fastlane, where it's a three-way, or a multi-man match, and somebody pins somebody else, and Brock doesn't take the fall. And that's honestly how you have to beat Brock Lesnar if Roman Reigns can't beat him. Because otherwise you're going to have to find a credible contender that can stand up to Brock Lesnar and beat him. Because if Roman can't do it, then really nobody else on that roster can. Like, it's kind of almost that situation of you really almost have to have Roman go over in order to salvage the character. Because if he loses to Brock, even though everybody wants him to lose, it's going to do damage to him.
Right, and that's the tricky situation going to WrestleMania, because the rumor has it, again, there's talk of Brock Lesnar re-signing. He's very close to re-signing. Supposedly, there's also talk about how they're still in the impasse from a couple weeks ago. They're all going to probably meet on Monday and say, hey, what's the plan? If I'm Brock Lesnar, I wait till after WrestleMania to sign that contract, because then you can talk to UFC and go, hey, how much money do you guys want to offer me? Whole nother point. But it's like, if Roman doesn't win, there really is no one that could beat Brock Lesnar. John Cena couldn't. Roman can't. There's no other badass unless you bring in Dwayne The Rock Johnson to come in and beat Brock Lesnar. There's not a big enough star on that roster right now that could beat Brock Lesnar. There really isn't. And it's a point where, to me, I would want Brock Lesnar to win at WrestleMania. But I know in good faith, he shouldn't, because there is no one left. It's hard, you know? It's tricky.
It's very tricky, it's very hard, and it's something that I'm not entirely sure how they're going to get out of it. I have a very sinking suspicion that Roman is going to win. I'm still calling my shot and saying that Seth Rollins is going to cash in on Roman.
Right.
The night of WrestleMania, basically. Because the second Roman wins that title, they're going to boo him out of the building. There's no getting around that, because he's not Daniel Bryan. We all know how this is going to go. And you either have to turn Roman heel or you have Seth Rollins run down and cash in on Roman Reigns to prevent him from getting the title, so that way the Authority has it away from Brock Lesnar, they have it away from Roman Reigns, and they have it in control of someone that they control, and that's Seth Rollins. So...
And we'll dig deeper into that next week.
We will dig deeper into that next week, but yeah, it's... should be an interesting situation.
It's a thought to think about. So put everyone, put it in the back of your minds. If Roman can't do it, who can?
Don't say Taker. Just Taker got his ass kicked last year.
Yes.
And that's the other thing. Everybody thinking that The Undertaker needs to give an explanation as to why he lost last year, don't. The dude got his ass beat. That's enough of an explanation. If anything, I want a reaction to the loss.
Yeah, I think that's how it should have been explained. Reaction. Yeah. No, not Sting either.
Dude, Sting would die against Brock Lesnar.
Could have it.
Like, that's the thing, is Brock has such a legit reputation that it's like, dude, that guy would die, that guy would die, that guy would die, the whole roster would die, because it's Brock. Unless you're going to put Sheamus up against him.
And even then, it's going to take a while to build Sheamus up as credible to face Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, I would agree with that. So, I say we're done.
We are done, because it's almost time to wrap up the show, because it is, the music's playing.
Yes, so plug stuff.
Go back and listen to all 10 episodes of the Season 3, episodes 10 through 20 of the Rack Extra Total Divas, because they were awesome, and we told you about them, free mode. All the time. It's awesome. Go to RackRadioShow.com, YouTube.com/WTRRack. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Saturday Night Midnight-ish is episode 375 of your only excuse to be home on Saturday night. The weird, the wacky, the unusual CB Radio. Follow the show on Twitter at CB Radio WTR, Facebook.com/CigaretteButtsAndBananas. Use the hashtag, which is very quiet this week, Blame Rob, on the Twitter. Check out CBRadioLive.com, buy the merch. Keep calm and blame Rob. Get the t-shirts and buttons and all that fun, happy stuff. Russell Talk Radio starts this Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern. It's WrestleMania week on the Wild Talk Radio Network, starting on Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern. As Tim Stein, Mason Omega will preview the Grand Am All WrestleMania. Monday night, it is the Raw post-show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. We'll recap everything that happens on the Raw, on the go-home edition of Monday Night Raw. Well, my thoughts, go to wildtalkradio.com, read the column right now. We'll be back next Thursday night for another edition of Rack, as we give our WrestleMania preview right here on the Rack. 10 p.m. Eastern. Follow the show on Twitter at WTR, _Rack, Facebook.com/WTRTheRack. Follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Join the Facebook group, Facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network, because that's how you can play a part of Pick'em, which we'll talk about next week. You can get us on iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio. Search for Rack Radio Show or Wild Talk Radio Network on all, you know, three things. For TuneIn, it's just Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at Linswrd, LANSWRD, and go to my website, segworddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at Behance.net, Linswrd, same as the Twitter. Like he said, next week we're talking all things WrestleMania. I can't wait.
Me too, it's going to be a lot of fun.
So you don't want to miss that. Also check out his article on wildtalkradio.com. Don't forget to check out our awesome sponsors, PWMania.com, TNAsylum.com, The Haven for TNA fans, and Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211.
Check out the Figure Mark podcast as well on YouTube.com/MBG1211.
It's awesome. Go listen. Now, please. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Racket right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye.
Come.